So, Kristen.
Yes, Rafer.
Did you complete your assignment this weekend?
This weekend, you're going to be very proud of me. I completed my assignment all within a five-hour block. I managed to see both Date Night, starring Tina Fey and Steve Carell.
Yes.
And Hot Tub Time Machine.
You saw both. You saw two movies.
Two movies back to back.
I'm very impressed. I'm very impressed. And so the question is, how did you like Date Night, which is, by the way, the number one film last of the weekend? It was the top, the box office topper.
And it deserves to be.
Really?
It deserves to be. I thought it was a laugh riot. There were moments of such great joyousness coming out of me that I was snorting while I was watching it.
This is Date Night with Steve Carell and Tina Fey that we're talking about. This is not some other Date Night that we're talking about. Okay.
No, I mean, and I was on a lot of allergy drugs, which some people might say was cause for me to be reacting differently than I should have been to the movie. But I would say even if you're not on allergy drugs, I think you might like this movie. Not you, because
not me,
because I know you, Rafer Guzman.
Yes.
Not a fan, right?
I found this movie to be almost completely devoid of any laughs whatsoever.
Oh, my God.
I think there were perhaps three times when I faintly chuckled through my nose.
Oh.
And that was really about it. Sort of, it was more of an escape of breath. It wasn't really an actual laugh.
What about the robot dancing striptease?
Not funny. Striptease,
so
not funny.
Funny. So funny.
Wow, I'm really surprised by this. I thought you of all people would just come down hard on Date Night.
What about Steve Carell's insecurity around topless Marky Mark all the time?
That is just not that does not count as, that's not a running gag. That is as running gags go, that struck me as a really weak running gag. And didn't it seem like Mark Wahlberg is just, he's clueless. He clearly has no idea what he's even supposed to be doing in this movie. He's just sort of sitting on a chair looking slightly bored, trying to figure out what kind of character is this I'm playing, aside from the fact that I have no shirt.
All right, before I take you down,
yep.
Let me just remind our listeners, this is Kristen Meinzer, Takeaway movie producer.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday.
And this is a great film for lots of reasons, and something that we both were talking about before this weekend was this big explosion of date night movies for middle-aged people and almost middle-aged people that are coming out right now, Date Night being one of them.
Yes.
And maybe the centerpiece of all of these kinds of movies coming out now. And I love that the movie dealt with what I thought were real marital issues, real long-term relationship issues, the idea of trying to make things new again. It's not that you hate who you're with. So I thought that it was great to see a romantic comedy that dealt with that. I feel that so many romantic comedies are really about boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy and girl become happily involved and get married, and that's the end.
Yeah, that's the one thing I did think was interesting is that whenever you have the action romance comedy genre, which I know is just really three genres, those kinds of movies, the romance always takes place during. The romance is always happening during the action, and at the end, the romance is sort of consummated in some way. You know, they come together in some way. In this one, the romance all took place before. The romance had already happened. They were already married, and now they're kind of, you know, delving into the action part, and that was kind of interesting. I think the best part about the film is maybe the first 5 to 10 minutes when they're just kind of going through their lives, dealing with each other, having these little tit for tat arguments. They're pretending as though they want to have sex with each other when they both know that they're just too damn tired. Mm-hmm. You know, it touched some nerves.
Yeah,
and it was real. And I feel like the two of them felt really real in those roles. And there was a time watching the film when I kind of thought this would have made like a really good lighthearted, romantic, just regular romantic marital comedy, like She's Having a Baby or Parenthood or something like that, you know. But instead, they think they went the wacky thugs with the guns and the, you know,
topless Marky Mark.
Topless Marky Mark and the whole,
I loved it.
The whole bit. I can't believe that.
I loved it. I even stayed for those damn stupid blooper things.
The gag reel at the end?
Yeah. I don't do that usually, but I did. I was really taken in.
Well, I don't blame you for staying for the gag reel. The gag reel was funnier than the actual movie. Did you really feel in the movie that they had any real chemistry, the two of them?
No, but
no.
I think that in a lot of married couples after 10 years together and two kids, I think that that's common where you see a couple and you see that they're really good at cooperating.
Yes.
They really respect each other. You can tell that there's some sense of camaraderie between them, and it doesn't necessarily come off as chemistry. I've seen a lot of couples like that who've been married a long time.
I guess that's true. That's sort of depressing. and it's true, too, that this seems to be part of a small wave, I guess, of movies that are targeting sort of a late 30s to early 40s crowd. It's interesting. I wonder, I'm not sure why it's happening, but it seems to be happening with, you've got Date Night. In some ways, you've got Hot Tub Time Machine as well, because it's sort of looking back at this period where people in their late 30s and early 40s were teenagers, looking back mm-hmm. to the mid-80s, right? So the mm-hmm. timing is perfect for that.
And then we have the Sex and the City sequel coming out, which deals almost exclusively with marital boredom, raising children, household frustrations.
Right. The romance going out of things, trying mm-hmm. to spice that marriage back up. Right. All that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. It's very interesting. I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, there are always audiences of various ages going to see the movies, right? Mm-hmm. I don't really know why this all seems to be happening now, but it seems like suddenly Hollywood has decided that there's some kind of demographic to be spoken to there. You know, these, and I think it's interesting because I think a lot of people are getting married later. They're having kids later. Yeah. They've postponed all that stuff, and they're dealing with all those issues at a later age too.
For so long, so much of what has been dominating Hollywood has been movies with primarily teenagers, possibly early 20s, meeting and falling in love, and possibly losing their virginity, learning how to make it through the semester of college without each other.
Right.
And after a while, these stories don't really speak to me anymore. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since I was in college. It's been mm-hmm. a really long time since I was in high school.
Yes.
And it's nice to see movies that speak more to the issues, even if they do touch nerves, as you were saying.
Yes. Yes.
It's so nice to see that portrayed on screen somehow.
You know, I don't mean to sound like, like some bitter old curmudgeon or anything, but I do think that these films tend to, because of who the characters are and the things they've gone through, these films tend to be a little richer, or at least there's possibilities for things to be a little richer. There certainly was possibilities for Date Night to be a little richer, I felt, you know.
Oh, I you know what? Enough about Date Night.
Enough
I think
about Date
Night is excellent.
All right.
And I think we have to agree to disagree that Date Night is excellent in my opinion, and for some reason in your opinion not excellent.
I thought it was not excellent.
Just thinking about it's making me laugh again. I just loved it. I really loved it. I thought it was great.
And what did you think about Hot Tub Time Machine?
Oh, I loved Hot Tub Time Machine. Again, I thought it spoke to a lot of the issues that middle-aged married people have. You have the one character played by Craig Robinson who's dealing with the possibility that his wife was unfaithful to him.
Right.
And how you deal with the fact that you've been with somebody for that long and how you stay faithful to each other and so on. That was like an ongoing theme in the movie.
Right.
And then trying to reinvent your past because you have these guys who've really messed up. They're in their 40s. They're kind of losers.
Yeah, right.
And what if I could just go back and be 19 again and do it all over again and get that hot girl and make the right choice and see all the options that I had in front of me. And a lot of the movie is about romance and about finding the right girl, even if it is a bromance too at the same time.
Yeah, of course. And it's funny too that there are aspects of this in Hot Tub Time Machine, but most of the movies that you see where the characters are trying to recapture their youth, it's usually guys, mm-hmm. and they're usually just behaving like idiots. That's, you know, old school or a movie like that, right?
I loved old school.
Yeah, old school is great, but it's just sort of, you know, a bunch of guys acting too young, you know, for their riches. And in this one, I felt it was a little bit more, these guys were confronting it. They were confronting their age. They were confronting the past. And I thought that was a little interesting. I don't mean to get too deep about Hot Tub Time Machine, but there is that aspect.
I loved it also because it spoke to a certain generation of people in just all of its cultural references that nobody under a certain age would necessarily even catch.
Right.
When the first time they ski, there's a boy behind them yelling, I want my $2. Or the line, sweep the leg, when there's the big fight going on.
Yes, what is that? Sweep the leg.
Karate Kid.
Oh, that's Karate Kid.
That's Karate Kid.
Being remade.
I know. I guess we can talk about that.
We digress. But all right. Well, I'm glad you at least liked Hot Tub Time Machine, and we'll have to shake hands on Date Night.
Yeah. And then as far as these other movies go, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with them. I think that there's the potential for them to be enjoyable, if not
could be,
if not especially smart.
Could be. I have fairly low hopes for all of them, especially Sex and the City too. I've seen a trailer for it, and the trailer they go to Abu Dhabi.
I know.
It looks like, I mean, it's like a Tyler Perry movie or something. It's like everyone's going to vacation at the same place. I sort of can't believe they're pulling that.
No. I hope you're not putting on Tyler Perry, though.
I'm not a Tyler Perry fan either.
Okay. I mean, the one thing Tyler Perry does, though, is he deals with the middle-aged married person.
Yes, he does.
The middle-aged married relationship. He's always done that. Very few other filmmakers consistently deal with that.
That's true.
We got to give it to him for doing that.
I give him props for that. I just wish he would make better films. That's all.
I understand.
All right, poor Tyler Perry. We don't need to slag him,
yeah.
I suppose.
All right. So we're just about out of time, right?
I guess we are out of time. We'll have to we'll continue next week.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks so much, Rafer.
All right, Kristen.